It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Hey, Sean Vaughn, man. 1,500 to 3,000 children, I hear.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have kids everywhere at Spring Lake Park Thursday night.
That little bowl of candy I had won't do it.
It won't cut it.
It's no.
Not even
going to
come.
So it's trunk or treat.
May need to be your stash that you keep in the car out there or something.
Trunk or treat at the fairgrounds. Not the fairgrounds, but the
Spring Lake Park.
Used to be the fairgrounds.
Used to be. That's before Sean.
Spring Lake Park. Where are y'all going to be set up at Spring Lake Park?
We're going to be, it's actually that big field that's just west of where the airplane is.
Yeah.
Where they've got the stage and the screen and everything set up for the movies in the park, which we're going to be doing right after.
Toy Story 4.
Now, we're going to be out there with you. Anna sent me instructions on a text message to get candy for 1,500 people.
He said more, probably.
Yeah, I think. Well, and
can we set up right next to the Texarkana, Texas Police Department?
If you want to.
Can we tie our little pop-up tent to yours?
If you want. You're welcome. I mean, we're going to be out there. You just need to pull in after us.
Right. Yeah. So then all we got to do is say, well, the police ran out of candy.
I don't know about that. I may be having to steal some of yours.
We'll share some space, but we ain't sharing our Snickers bars.
So what time does this kick off Thursday?
We're going to be kicking off at 5 o'clock, pretty close, right after people get off work. Right. You know, got that kind of plan there. Right. But kicking off at 5 o'clock, about 6:45, we'll start closing everything down, moving the cars out so that then we will have room for people to be able to stay and watch the movie at that point there. So it's going to be.
So bring your blankets, everything.
There's going to be departments from all across the city. Fire department will be out there.
Fire department's going to be out there. A&M, Texarkana, police department's going to be out there. Healthcare Express is going to be out there. They're going to be giving away hot dogs and popcorn.
Popcorn.
So you can supplement your candy. You know, maybe you can start handing out pieces of popcorn to kids.
One piece for you. One piece for you.
I thought giving them an M&M was a good idea.
An M&M
or a Skittle. You have your choice. You can have an M&M or a Skittle. Which one would you like?
It's either one works.
Right.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be plenty of people out there handing the candy out.
Yeah, we've got. Like I said, this is the first year to do it, so we're really kind of flying blind in terms of how this is going to work and everything. But we've got 40 different vehicles that are signed up, organizations, churches, individuals that are going to be out there.
Oh, it's going to be cool with all the lights flashing, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah,
I think so.
And you guys, you know, right, you are providing music for us?
We are.
You are.
We are?
Yes.
Okay.
It's supposed to be spooky music.
Put that on your
spooky. So I need candy for 1,500 to 3,000.
Spooky music.
Yeah. And a pop-up tent.
And a pop-up. You've got a lot of work to do.
Well, I got till Thursday, so
yeah,
I got,
yeah, you
plenty
got plenty of
time. I'll get it Thursday.
I can help you some, maybe.
You're right.
I'm not going to help him either.
So trunk or treat,
yeah,
this is the first one for the city.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring your kid, and you don't have to fight going from one neighborhood to another.
Started with just the idea of having a place for these kids to go that was safe.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to worry about traffic. They don't have to worry about, did I get something that, you know, that I don't need or anything like that in the kids.
And then, but to wrap it all up, Toy Story 4.
Yeah, the movie.
And so that'll last for just a little while. It'd be a great evening. Everybody still be home early and plenty of candy. All right, so JW is doing the policing experience.
Yes, I am.
And tonight is one of your training nights.
Yes.
So you had to do push-ups yet?
That's tonight.
There's going to be push-ups and crunches. Do you know how to do crunches, sit-ups?
It's SWAT night tonight.
I've forgotten.
So you've got to do the
calisthenics. It's like 40 push-ups.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can do it.
We let the pull-up slide, though.
I'm lying.
Okay.
I'm just lying.
I was going to say, I hadn't done that in a while.
But this is the truth. Sean comes in and sits down this morning, and JW says, so what are we eating tonight at the policing experience?
Right. Well, they have good food there.
And you remembered. I had no clue.
Well, I thought about it a minute, and then it was like SWAT team, and I remember they made some remark about, well, the SWAT team's going to be here. We've got to have pizza.
Yeah, they kind of hang around so you guys all get food, and then they're like,
"Vroom." Well, they haven't seen me eat yet. There might not be much left because I like pizza.
Well, no, your first helping is usually pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
when you go back.
When I go back the second. Yeah. When they go, anybody want seconds? We got plenty of them.
Yeah, because everybody's pretty timid at first. They just get a piece. And
they want to be polite.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's getting a little more comfortable, everybody, at this point.
Yeah. It's a great experience.
But when the SWAT team comes in, they just roll in and start grabbing pizza. So
I'll get that before they get there. But I did want to say that I was proud of myself for the driving last week on the little obstacle course with the cones. Went through it three times, and there's a bunch of cones on this thing. I only hit one cone during the three times. So I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, I expected to plow out a lot of
that's
them.
That's real good for somebody who's only been driving for a few months.
That's right.
Well, I advise anybody.
How long you been driving now?
Anybody that's interested in the policing experience, it is not like a Citizens Police Academy. Well, I guess it'd be similar, but it's.
I refer it to one. It's policing.
Like on steroids.
Yeah, on steroids, exactly.
Yeah, because it's way above and beyond. You're actually immersed into the experiences that our officers go through all the time.
Do the course ourselves, you know, and then we got to watch the professional do it, and he was 90 to nothing.
I tried to give him advice. I was like, all right, man, you punch it, grab the emergency brake, and then you just hit the wheel to the left fast. I was trying to get
that won't be happening while I'm driving, especially at night, because it was nighttime when we did it. But I took the dog bite well. Not so good on the simulated traffic stop. I couldn't handle four people acting like juvenile delinquents at the same time. It just wasn't in my makeup.
But now just imagine, and you see it on TV all the time. You see it on the social media, if not TV.
Uh-huh.
People videoing, you know, I'm videoing, holding a camera in your face while you're trying to
do your job.
You know, you're just doing your job, trying to keep them safe. Keep everybody safe. They're giving you a hard time. Somebody's cussing you.
Right.
Somebody's telling you they know the law, friend. And it's just such a neat experience that you get to see what kind of restraint. The awards last night that y'all gave out, each and every one of them deserved. I mean,
that was actually on Friday. It took me a while to get the post together there for our social media.
A lot of pictures.
Yeah. A lot of pictures. But we've got some great officers. Of course, we named our Officer of the Year, Clint Aiken, who is great. I love him specifically because anytime I've got some wild idea for social media, I can go to Clint and I say, hey,
he'll do it. He'll lip sync.
Oh, yeah, lip sync. I got him to stand out in the middle of one of the roads here a couple summers ago, you know, directing traffic with an IC in his hand.
Yeah, that's right. It was safety first.
Anything. Clint will do anything for you.
Yeah,
he's
will.
A great guy.
And then Jonathan Price, he's another good one.
Jonathan Price.
All of the officers listed were, though.
Gordon and Starkey, you know, all of them.
Go read about it at mypigradio.com. We've got them up there. So, Sean, thanks for coming by. Thursday's the big day, Halloween. We want everybody to have a safe and fun Halloween.
And you can do it at Spring Lake Park with us.
Spring Lake Park, Trunk or Treat, Texarkana, Texas, doing the whole thing. And then the movie.
And then the movie. Toy
right
Story
about 6:45, start taking down the trick-or-treat and moving the vehicles out of the way so we can watch Toy Story 4 on the big screen out at Spring Lake Park. I'm looking forward to it.
You going to hang around for the movie?
I am.
Cool. I'll be there too.
I am. I'm going to hang around for it.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.